This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The ACLU announced that it will no longer defend hate groups seeking to march with firearms and armed protest. The number of black-owned banks in the U.S. has been dropping steadily and fell to 23 this year, the lowest level in recent history. Stephen Bannon, chief strategist for President Trump, right-wing nationalist and former chairman of Breitbart.com, the website for the alt-right, in what was called a mutual decision between chief of staff and former General Kelly, has resigned his position at the White House. He immediately resumed his position, chairing an editorial meeting at Breitbart News. Labor committees in Missouri turned in over 300,000 petition signatures to hold a referendum on whether or not right to work would be installed in the state. Earlier in the year, a new bill was signed by the new Republican governor to install right to work to restrict union dues collection. There are 350,000 falls each year that lead to broken hips. Once you've got a fracture there, there's a 40% chance you'll end up in a nursing home and a 20% chance you'll never walk again. There are 18,000 police agencies in the United States. U.S. Postal Service uses something called transformative mediation to resolve workplace disputes. It takes longer, but it gets each side to see things differently in order to then resolve the issue. In the wake of Charlottesville, more NFL players have announced their intention to protest. NFL and other professional sports teams in the Tampa Bay area and baseball and soccer paid for removal of statues. All 16 members of the President's Committee on Arts and Humanities resigned in protest of President Trump's response to Charlottesville. Nestle has been sued by consumers alleging that its Poland Spring brand is common groundwater rather than spring water. The National Labor Relations Board has found that current college players are spending between 40 and 50 hours per week on football in season, more than many full-time jobs. In recent years, federal judges have ruled panhandling ordinances unconstitutional in cities in Colorado, Florida, Illinois, and Massachusetts. Challenges are pending in Washington, D.C., Houston, Oklahoma City, and Pensacola, Florida. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.